Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Promoted listings is a significant part of the 2017 Spring Seller Update. And there's some confusion about the promoted listings product itself and how this is going to work moving forward. So to help illuminate and maybe shed some light, same thing, isn't it? Here now to tell us why, it's the Redundancy Department of Redundancy. And about some exciting new developments are Christy Trope, eBay's Senior Director of Business Operations, and Shefali Singla. She's back with us, Senior Marketing Manager at eBay Advertising. So, Christy, can you explain to us what exactly is promoted listings?
Sure. Hey, thanks for having us, Griff. So promoted listings is an opportunity for sellers to put their merchandise in front of more shoppers. So you can opt your listings into promoted listings campaign, and you could boost your item exposure by up to 30% or more, which increases the likelihood for sale. So it's essentially there's, you know, specific placements across the eBay site where promoted listings are made more visible. So it's an opportunity to get more visibility.
Which sellers are eligible to use promoted listings?
So today, the previous criteria for promoted listings thus far has been store subscription and fixed price multi-quantity inventory. However, we are excited to make the ETRS sellers now as of April 1st will also become eligible for promoted listings regardless of if they have a store or not. So that's very exciting news. And then in addition, with regards to the fixed price multi-quantity criteria requirement, that is, we're in the process of running a beta test where we're bringing on the one-of-a-kind inventory as well. And so there's, we're currently running that beta with plans, you know, as we get through some of the success checkpoints on that beta, we'll be rolling that out to full availability in the coming months. So some pretty exciting changes on that front.
So with regards, Christy, with the specific promoted listings product and specifically with the seller update, what is changing?
The changes that are happening is really, you know, as the ETRS sellers are now going to have eligibility for promoted listings for both, regardless of if they have a store or not. And as of April 1st, they'll have that eligibility, and they're going to have the a $30 quarterly credit starting April 1st. So at the beginning of Q2, you know, some sellers will newly have the opportunity to participate in promoted listings, and they'll have this $30 credit to start using so that they can really, you know, there's really no risk. It's already a very low risk product, but now there's really no reason not to try it. You get $30 credit to give it a try. So it's a great opportunity for all ETR sellers as of April 1st.
So how does it work exactly? I don't know whether to say do or does. Promoted listings help sellers increase visibility. We're having a grammar issue here, I think.
Well, because it's a single program, but it's plural.
With the listings, so yeah. It's kind of difficult. Anyway.
You know how to do it? You know how to solve it? You say promoted listings program.
Yeah. Oh, that would be, that's true. So how does the promoted listings program help sellers increase visibility?
Great question. Shefali, why don't you take that one?
Sure. So promoted listings is a self-service tool. So sellers can go in at any point to set up their campaigns. All they do is select the listings that they want to promote, choose an ad rate that they are willing to pay when the item sells, and then essentially just launch their campaign. What we do in the back end is we look at how relevant are your items to the buyer's search query, and then the ad rate that you have set up, and we use those two factors to show your ads You know, on high visibility placements in search, like top of search, 4 and 5, middle and bottom of search. We also have new placements on view item page, and we're constantly adding new placements to our catalog to drive more and more visibility to your items. So really, the sellers don't do much except for choosing the items they want to promote and selecting the ad rate that they want to pay to sell their item, and eBay does the rest of the work. We show it throughout the buyer's shopping journey on eBay as they are browsing and discovering your product. And because we help you boost visibility, we also help you increase the likelihood of your sale. The beautiful fact about promoted listings is that we don't charge you for any of the impressions or clicks generated from the service. We only charge you when the item is clicked by a buyer and bought within 30 days. So it's really low risk if buyers see your ad and, you know, go into your store and purchase other items, and, you know, sort of click through and buy something different from you rather than just purchasing that same item. So it's really low cost because you're not paying until your item sells. And now with the $30, it's even lower risk.
I've never used it yet. So
you will soon.
I will soon. But tell me, you know, so if I have, say, $100 to spend, just saying, all right? I know that's a lot. But, well, you know, let's say $50 to spend, okay?
Wait, before you even go there,
yeah.
I actually think you're approaching this incorrectly.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a matter of spend.
Okay.
It's a matter of what percentage of a sales proceeds you're willing to give to the program in order to benefit. So you set this, when you start a campaign, you set a percentage based on what you want to do. eBay provides some guidance about what other sellers with these keywords, what they're spending, and gives you an average so that you can try going a little lower, a little higher.
I see.
But you don't spend anything.
So you have some guidelines to choose from. I see.
Right.
All right. Well, that's good. I like it. A lot of people don't understand it, and they get
really
it confused.
Yeah, there really is really no risk to getting started. It's really, you know, you don't pay until something sells.
So if I were to have a specific item, let's say that I'm trying to sell that item for $268 on eBay, and it's worth it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick a percentage that I want to go toward this promoted listings.
That's right. So we give you the option to choose what you want to pay between 1% to 20% of your final sale price. That excludes shipping and taxes. So you get to choose that percentage, and then you pay that percentage on top of your, you know, on your final sale price only when the item is purchased.
Okay. And if I were to do like a 20% rather than a 5%, does that 20% give me better visibility?
Yes. So ad rate is a factor in how we surface your ads. It's not the only factor. Your items need to be of quality and the ones that are being searched by buyers. So it's important to have the right set of keywords in your listing title. It's important to have the right quality listing at the right price. But that said, you do have control with the ad rate, and the higher ad rate you choose, the more likely you are to get more impressions, to get more visibility. But ultimately, only those listings convert well that the buyer finds meaningful, and those typically tend to be with the right price, with the right handling and delivery time.
Excellent. Griff, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
What are you going to list? What are you going to use?
Well, first of all, we've got to start listing again.
And you have, currently, you would have to have something that is a fixed price multiple quantity listing. And we've heard.
And when does that change?
Well, we've actually heard from sellers, and I'm going to bounce this back over to Shefali. We've heard sellers request that we open the program up to more other types of listings. And Shefali, where are we with that?
We are beta testing. We have quite a few sellers that are participating in our beta for single quantity or one of a kind item. It's just been 2 weeks, and we're actually seeing very positive results coming out of the in the 2 weeks. This is very early on. We hope to launch it in the coming months, and please stay tuned for more information on that.
So you mentioned that it would have to be certain items. So if I'm going to list 10 sofa cushions or sofa pillows that I have, brand new, they're all the same. All right, so I'm going to make a multiple listing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at that point when I, is that, just because it's multiple listing, is that automatically going to allow me to do the promoted listing, or are other issues taken into consideration?
Yes. So if you list items in multiple quantity or in multiple variation, those are considered eligible because you have more than one to sell.
Okay.
So think about it this way. Like when we started promoted listings, we wanted to make sure that we are surfacing items that have that are consistently available to the buyers. And so it allowed us to go first with multiple quantity because of the consistency. And your items and your listings will stay in the promoted listing placements for a longer time because you are selling in a larger quantity. So that's primarily the factor, but we are now starting to experiment and beta test our way into single quantity items that don't have a ton of listings associated with them. And that's a test we are having in the back end. But you're right. If you had multiple quantity of a certain item, you could list, when you're creating your listing, you could set it up as multiple quantity or multiple variation. And either of those, because they are more than one, will qualify for promoted listings.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's very good news.
Yes, and I'm waiting for the news of one-offs, too. That would be very good.
So of the various third-party ads on the site, which ones will eBay be removing and replacing? Oh, we'll get to this question when we come back from the break. I see we're at the end of the segment. So stay with us. We're going to keep Christy and Shefali on, and we're going to explore in more depth the promoted listings changes that are coming. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software. Talk with Christy and Shefali now, 888-723-4630 on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The B-Stock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're talking promoted listings and the 2017 Spring Seller Update with Senior Director of Business Operations at eBay, Christy Trope, and Senior Product Marketing Manager, Shefali Singla, at 888-RADIO-30 again. That number is 888-723-4630.
So we still have Shefali and Christy on with us. And Griff, when we left, you were asking a question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, because a lot of sellers are still confused or not quite clear on this particular topic. And that's, of the various third-party ads on the site, which ones will eBay removing and when?
Great question. So we are removing what we call product listing ads. These are from third parties, and so these are product-based ads that have a product image, a merchant name, and a price, and they click off-site. And so we know that this is, you know, these are taking users off-site in their competitive products. So we are removing those. They will be down from all of the eBay properties and all of our mobile apps as of May 1st. So it'll align with the seller release. So happy to announce that change. Just to be clear, there, you know, the other third-party ads that we have on site that will remain are our graphical display ads as well as some text ads. So text-based ads is AdSense, Google AdSense text links that are just, you know, also click off-site, but they're not as prevalent. They will not be on the VIP pages or the view item page.
Right.
So they'll still remain in other parts of the site. However,
so Chris,
right. View item page is the item page. It's your listing.
Your listing page. Yeah. Right. That's right.
So Shefali and Christy, you ready to take a couple of phone calls?
Yes.
Sure.
We have Ron and Rich. Let's go with Ron Lowe from Birmingham, Alabama. He's known as Oilerman21 on eBay. Hey, Ron, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Lee and Griff.
Hello.
I'm honored to say that I was accepted into the beta promoted listings program, and I took advantage of it. And I went in there, and they had a 500 item listing limit. I selected 400 items, and I selected my percentage and put it out there and activated it, so it's running right now. However, afterwards, I realized that some of my listings are multiple items, and they were included in that. So I need to know, did I make a mistake there? Do I need to remove those from the promoted listing project and or just leave them alone? I'm afraid that what I have done, including those multiple items instead of just single items, that I might skew the results of the testing. So I want to know that that's okay or something that needs to be fixed.
Hi, Ron. This is Shefali. First of all, thank you for participating in our beta. We're very excited about the sellers that are, exclusively participating in this, and great to see that you're taking advantage and finding it valuable. So to answer your question, no, it's okay for you to choose what items you want to promote, regardless of whether they are multi-quantity or one-of-a-kind. We, in our back end, the way we're doing the analysis is we're looking at the original quantity to assess how the beta is actually doing. So I wouldn't worry about, on your end, we want to give you the opportunity to use it for the listings you want to promote. So please go ahead and use it to its full maximum capacity. We'll make sure that the beta results are, clearly differentiating the results between multi-quantity and single quantity.
That said, I did want to let you know that we have two options to create campaigns. One is a standard manual process, which I think you took advantage of, that allows you to select only 500 listings, but per campaign. You are allowed to create multiple campaigns with 500 listings each. So please go ahead and add more listings as you go on, but there is a campaign limit in there. There is no cap on how many listings you can promote. There is also a bulk upload. There is also a bulk upload option where you can create an Excel file and upload all of the items you wanted to promote. But there are some limitations in there with, you know, ad rate guidance. So feel free to use whatever upload or listing selection process that fits best with your style. But know that you can promote more than 500 items, just not in a single campaign.
So, Ron, I hope we've helped you today, and you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad. I was worried that I might have done something that would skew the statistic analysis of the program.
And as
I'm
usual,
deeply honored, and I want to thank eBay. It's just, I get stuck for words when I'm grateful. eBay is wonderful. I love it. And boy, it's a great place to be. And I just read The Perfect Store. What a book. Everybody needs to read it.
Ron, you can go sit in the cheerleading bench now. And thank you so much, Ron. We love Ron dearly.
We do.
We knew Ron when. Ron started with us, Christy and Shefali, when he was brand new seller. And he's just, now he's top-rated seller. What can I tell you?
And speaking of a long-time seller, our next caller fits that bill, too.
Rich from Elk Grove Village, Illinois, known on eBay as Appealing Signs. Hi, Rich. What's your question or comment?
Well, hi, guys. As a leader of a pretty large meetup group, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge next week to answer all of these questions that we're going through. But we are users of the promoted listing, and we just got into the beta as well to try single items. So we're going to be trying that out, and we've had success on it, not as well as I thought, but it could be our products individually that are just like that. So. But we're going to keep trying with that. But my question is, once everybody, this is for the team there, once everybody gets onto this promoted listings and everybody starts using it, how is the placement ranking? How does that work as far as where you're going to be put? How are people going to find you? What is the, you know, once it's kind of like, boom, you know, we've got 1,000 sellers doing it now. Now all of a sudden we're going to get 1,000,000. How are they going to differentiate? What does this bring you up to the top quicker? Or how are you going to get better views? And I know I get a lot more impressions. I follow it. You know, I look at that all the time. So I know that's working. But as it keeps growing, it's just going to be more commonplace. What is the algorithm, or how are they going to filter you up to where you need to be?
Thanks, Rich. We only have a few minutes, so in brief, I think this is a common misconception that suddenly it's going to be like the old days of Featured Plus, where there's just going to be nothing but promoted listings, and that's not true. Shefali? Or
yes,
Christy, whoever.
So thank you, Rich, again, for participating in the beta and providing valuable insights. Let me say that we are encouraging more and more people to join. I mean, it is a very nascent product. But that said, we're continuously growing our placements. So essentially your visibility comes from the many placements that we have across the site. We started really small at the bottom of search. We've grown to go into middle of search, top of search. We are on your item pages. We are going on my eBay, emails, product review pages. So we're continuously looking to expand our placements, so we don't think that we are in a place yet, or will be in a place another 2 years, where we would have capped out in terms of how much visibility we can drive. There is still a lot more to drive, and we have a lot of different options that we are continuously exploring. Yeah. So I don't think we're at a place yet where this has become saturated, or so we encourage you to continue trying it and put more listings in there.
Right.
Our algorithm essentially looks at the listing quality as well as your titles, and to match it with the buyer's query. We also use other different algorithms that look at what similar items other sellers are promoting or are listing. And so we have a ton of different ways in which we measure and pull listings to show. We do randomly send that across different placements to continue driving that visibility. And you'll see more and more your impressions go up more and more as we further expand the placements across the site.
So would it also include some Google searches, do you believe?
No, this is only on eBay, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Google.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the explanation.
And Rich,
you
if you need some,
day.
Rich, if you need someone next week, I'm free to Skype in.
I'll see what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Griff. That could.
You're
work.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Well, I want to thank our guests for taking time out of what has to have been a very busy week. It has been busy for all of us.
And so I want you both of you women, to come back on the show from time to time.
Absolutely.
Please.
Thank you for having us. We'd be happy to come back.
Anytime you've got a message, give us a call. We're ready.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Funny story. They're in Brisbane, right?
Yes, they're up
in Brisbane,
on the
California.
Yeah.
We thought it was Australia. So we're having meetings behind the scenes saying, well, if one calls in on Skype and the other, I mean, it was so funny.
No, darling, it's
and
Brisbane,
then,
California.
Then we realized, oh, no, it's Brisbane, California, which we had never heard of, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Brisbane.
Beautiful downtown Brisbane. It's right up, it's south of San Francisco.
Oh, bye, Shefali. Bye, Christy.
This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. We're going to talk with somebody new here at 888-723-4630, and we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword.
6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.